Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode. It's your boy Antoine Campbell, the Virtual Wholesaling Podcast with Antoine Campbell. Today is episode 14. We're coming up on episode 15 this week. And today we're going to be talking about optimizing virtual assistants management for real estate success. And what a lot of people don't understand is they think they could just hire virtual assistants and that's that. But in actuality, any employees, whether they're virtual assistants, local, offshore, onshore, don't matter, it requires effective management. So that's what we're going to dive in today. And we're going to really talk deep into what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, and why you should be doing it. Because most people, they don't understand the importance of managing a team and what you should be doing. So the first thing I recommend, besides liking, sharing, and subscribing to the channel, if you listen on Spotify or if you're watching on YouTube, is to go get the book Traction. T-R-A-C-T-I-O-N, the book Traction. It will really give you the framework how you should be running your business and manage your employees. You give your employees quarterly rocks, which is goals and objectives. You have weekly meetings going over things. And then you are structuring your meetings where they're not so long-winded, meaning that you're not wasting time, but you're getting through the most important aspects in your company and putting out fires as quickly as possible as they're being presented to you. As an owner and an entrepreneur, you have to accept the fact that there will be issues. There will be challenges and problems and fires started all around you every single week and day. But it's up to you how you carry yourself and how you put that out, which ultimately is going to make you a great owner, operator, slash leader. So let's get into managing, right? The management of your VA should be really straightforward, right? You should be meeting with your VAs on a personal level, you know, at least twice a month, just to go over how you feel about it, what they're doing, what some objectives, and what they can do to hit their goals. You should be meeting with them on a group level. If you have more than one VA, you should be meeting with them with the team. Like, I like to meet with my team on Mondays and Mondays, Tuesdays. And then I like to meet again at towards the end of the week, like Thursday, Fridays. That's been the most effective way to make sure nothing gets passed on to next week that slips through the cracks that you can address this week. So that means carving out 15, 20 minutes. You don't even need an entire hour to do these meetings. It can go straight to how was your week? What did you accomplish? What some things you struggle with? And then you go straight into what is your objective for next week. You can look at things like sufficiency. You can listen to their calls, give them feedback. You can look at their output, meaning that how well are they doing with the tasks that you're giving them. You can measure that. So you can say, hey, I need you to get this back to me by Thursday. And you look and it's Thursday come along, nothing's been done, and then they finally get it back to you the following Wednesday. You can measure that and say, hey, listen, every time I actually do something of significance, you drop the ball. So you can even mediate them, give them a plan of action, coach them, and then hold them accountable. That's the best way I like to do it, is to set expectations with people and then hold them accountable. Now, there are some forbidden things such as, no stealing from you, no clocking in and manipulating the time clock, no working for multiple people at the same time. All of that stuff should be addressed early in the relationship, and that should be like a forbidden rule. Like, there's no way around it. You have to get terminated. But then there are some things that you can, it's coachable, and it's up to you to be a great leader. Another recommendation is to dive really deep into John C. Maxwell. He's a great, like, spiritual leader slash leadership guy that wrote a ton of different books teaching you how to manage people and how to deal with these things. The first book I recommend is 21 Laws of Influential Leadership by John C. Maxwell. That's going to allow you to really understand your place in your company and how you can get people to move forward. See, we're past the time where, oh, yeah, I pay you. You should work hard. the money should equal output. Sometimes you got to coach people. You got to motivate people. You got to understand what makes them drive. Also, you want to make sure that you're forecasting schedules and you're being considerate of your employee's life, right? I like to tell my team, hey, if you know you got a big event coming up, you need to take off, you need time, you got a vacation, or you're going to the doctor, or you got to take your children to the doctor, let us know so we can accommodate you on the schedule, so we can have somebody to fill your shoes. So I work an operation where there's a next man up mentality, meaning that if you don't show today, either I'm going to roll my sleeves up and get it done, or someone else from the operations can roll their sleeves up and get it done. That's the same thing if a person quit on you or don't come back to work or just go MIA and think they're going to go somewhere else to make money. Let them be. Because at the end of the day, your operation is still going to run with or without them. At the end of the day, you're still going to make money with them or without them, and you just replace them accordingly. And then sometimes you might not even need to replace them. Sometimes you're just paying people for no reason, and there are some things that you can step up and do yourself, or you can get these tasks to other people on your team. So you guys got to figure out how sufficient you're being in your operations. I want you to take time, if you're listening to this as a podcast, pause the podcast for a second and write a few things down and say, hey, how sufficient am I in my operations? How well am I communicating with my team about what I expect from them and the things that I need them to do? And if it's not a great thing, that's the first thing you want to address. Is there a standardization of what am I asking for them? Right? Is it written down? Is it standardized? Is it an SOP? Do you have like a long video explaining and instructing what you want for them? Or you assume and think that just because they was hired, they should automatically know what they're doing. And that's the biggest disconnect from a lot of entrepreneurs who never managed people before. That they think that people, I hire you to be a cold caller. You should know how to work every dollar. You should know how to pull a list. You should know how to upload a list. You should not do this. You should not do that. And the actuality is, your team members and your employees need support. They need training. They need infrastructure. They need you to be on top of things. They need you to make sure things are going the right way. You know, everybody don't have this sense of let me figure it out on my own mentality. That's a great trait to have. But most great employees, they thrive off of structure. So if you're not bringing structure into the business, into what you're doing, you're literally failing them. So there's some things that you might have to work on. And that's why as soon as a person will hire a VA with us, I ask them, hey, what type of experience do you have? Have you ever managed people before? Have you ever worked in an operation where you had to make decisions really quickly? You had to be decisive. And if they say no, the first thing I say is, well, listen, I want you to go watch these YouTube videos. I want you to go do this. I want you to take my course. I want you to do that. I want you to do that. So that way, when they have the VAs come on board, they can really be a value to them. Because most times, they like, hey, I don't know what to do. You figure it out. And that's the bad approach. If you don't know what to do, then hire somebody. Bring in a consultant. Bring in somebody like myself. Go find your person that specializes in what you're struggling with to help you in your operation. At the end of the day, the work still got to get done, no matter who does it. So that's the one thing you got to accept, that the work still has to get done, no matter who does it. Example, I'm working on a project where I'm hiring 3 cold callers that's going to be retrained by me. And then we're going to work together to run a campaign just to kind of document and show clients what it's like to run a campaign with the cold calls, do the acquisitions, get deals, work with the buyers, and then ultimately work with the title companies and just document that so people can see in real time the amount of work, energy, and effort that it's going to take for you to see a deal from A to Z. You know, it's like 100 steps in between getting a deal from being a regular warm lead to all the way to be a wire in your account. And most people don't understand, and that's why people struggle with the VAs, because they assume the VA is supposed to do 90% of the work. And that's true. They could do 90% of the work, but you got to know how to structure it where there's positions and there's checks and balances to the point that a person that's 7,000 miles away won't get overwhelmed. Now, that being said, to sum this all up, you got to make sure that you're willing to roll your sleeves up. You got to make sure that you're willing to take the leadership training that's necessary to lead people. You got to be willing to make sure that you are standardizing everything you do. It could be simple as how you pull your list. Man, they should know how to pull a list. That's common sense. No, no, no. Everything in my business must become a standard. Repeat after me. Everything in my business must become a standard. There's no reason why you can't sit up here and just document this stuff and then put it in a Dropbox or put it in a Google file to the point that you can, when you hire a new person, you take them through orientation, you show them everything, you have the videos, the support videos, all of that stuff. And if they have questions, they should be, it should be okay for them to reach out to you to get clarity on the questions they may have. Remember, everybody isn't like super duper smart or advanced or that can pick up on technology. So you have to work with people. I learned that years ago when I worked in a hotel that everybody isn't a fast thinker. Everybody isn't a hustler. But what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And how can I play off the strengths to the point that I won't exploit your weaknesses and people think that you're just not a great employee? They just don't know how to use you. And I think that's what I have an ear for and an eye for, to take people that most people think less of, far as an employee, and bring them into my system, and they thrive because I understand who they are and how to use them in the business and how to take them to a next level employee that can be a top performer in your business. So there's been many times where we had cold callers that didn't work for a brand new person who just got into the business. They assumed the cold callers wasn't good because they couldn't do everything for them and scrub their dishes and everything like that. And then I take them back and put them up with me just to polish them up to make sure they're good before I get them back to another client. And I didn't really have to do nothing to them. They was good. They just was under bad leadership. They was under bad management. And once you understand that, you can really pick up some great employees. There's a lot of employees that leave companies that's not happy, that feel unappreciative, and that go somewhere else and just thrive. They just thrive to the point where you were like, man, I thought you was a bad employee. Nah, I just needed somebody to be under, to follow. So that's my biggest thing, guys. Making sure you're a great leader, making sure that your employees love to follow you, making sure your VAs knows what's expected of them, and giving them ongoing support, making it a company culture where they love, like, and want to play where they work at. And that results in them going above and beyond, not billing you for every little small thing, just believing in the operation, and they fall in love with the mission. Ask yourself, what is the mission for my company in 3 years? What are we trying to get after? What is the goal for us? You know what I mean? Because you can be doing good in one season, and then things take a turn, the business slow down, and deals don't close as fast as they should. Next thing you know, you got a cash problem. You got a liquidity problem. So you have to make sure that you are building relationships with people and selling them on, hey, man, you know, stick with us, work with us, we got you, that type of thing. And you'll be good to go. So if you like what you hear and you are interested in hiring one of these rockstar VAs that we've been talking about for the last 14 minutes, just do me a favor. Text me right now, 202-503-1002. That's 202-503-1002. You can text me or you can head over to my website, va.co929.com, and book a call regarding the VA. If you want to just talk about getting your business set up, business in a box, building out a full optimized operation, go over to CEO929.com and book a call. Do me a favor, like and subscribe this video. Share, let everybody know about us. And follow me on Instagram. If you haven't followed me on Instagram yet, go over to CEO929 and follow your boy. And if you haven't subscribed to Spotify, or iTunes, or whatever podcast platform you preferably listen to, just go type in Virtual Wholesaling Podcast. with Antoine Campbell, and my podcast should pop up, and subscribe. And most importantly, give your brother a 5-star review. Let us know what you think about the podcast. We greatly appreciate it. If you have any comments and you're watching the replay, drop the comments, whatever platform you're watching on, and we'll do our best to go back and answer your questions. Or you can go to my Instagram and DM us, and we'll answer your questions right there on Instagram for you. Other than that, you have a blessed night. We'll be back tomorrow. We're trying to wrap up season 2 for about 20 episodes, and then we'll launch season 3 by June 1st. And season 3 is going to be amazing because we're going to be talking about so much. So this whole podcast thing is a beauty. Then we're bringing back the Entrepreneur Turbo podcast. That's launching in summertime. It's not going to just be me just talking every day like this. It's going to be people we're bringing on, entrepreneurs, high-level employees, really giving gems and nuggets to really become an effective entrepreneur. But that's all I got for you guys. Listen, I see you on the next episode of the Virtual Host Summer Podcast with Antoine Campbell. Enjoy your evening. See you on the next episode. Like and subscribe. That's all I ask. And if you want to work with us and do business with us, don't hesitate to text or go to our website and book a call so we can help you as best we can. Talk to you soon.